I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I'm a little frustrated because I already did this show. I did the whole entire show. I just didn't have my microphone on. Yes, Fred. See, he didn't remind me. He should have reminded me. He just sat there and kind of went, pfft. It's okay. I'll take it all in stride. I got plenty of time. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We are also proud members of... Sorry, it's just funny that I've had to do all this over again. I just did it. We're proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. You may be right, Fred. They may not be proud of me as a member. You know what I'm saying? Microphones have to be turned on. If microphones all turned on, you don't get any sound. You step out. Which is exactly what I heard when I played the show back. I'm doing it all over again. These items that I'm about to go over in the show are brought to you by DrBill.tv, DrBill.tv, as it says there on the lower third of the screen. DrBill.tv is the blog of which I write. I have a keyboard, you see. It's a wireless keyboard. But anyway, I type upon it. It goes into the computer and up to the web, the World Wide Web, and there it becomes a blog. Okay? Actually, to be fair, most of the time, I use my headset with a microphone and I record. I use Dragon Naturally Speaking, which is why some of my articles may have little weird mistakes in them. I try to find them, but I don't always. Anyway, the point is, the items that we talk about here are entries in the blog, the aforementioned DrBill.tv. Okay. So the first item we're going to talk about is a Linux-based phone. This is a cell phone. I've already done all this. This is just so embarrassing. You know what I mean? Okay, here we go. There we go. So the shiny doesn't bother it. There is my cell phone. As you know, a Pixel 2 XL from the old Google. Okay? This phone, this is an embarrassingly expensive phone. It really is. And I was an early adopter, okay? And I got the 120 gig XL version phone. So there you go. But, if you want to go cheap, you can get one based on a Raspberry Pi that is called a Zero phone. Build it yourself, a DIY project for you. And as you can see here from the picture that I have up on the screen, it is definitely a DIY project, okay? It has a tiny little 1.3-inch 128 by 64 OLED screen. OLED screen, not two D's. It sounded like I said two D's. Wanted to be sure I just had one D, so drop the other D. Okay. Anyway, it's only about $50 is what you would pay for the parts to build this phone. So that's pretty cool. Now, next item. Okay, no, I didn't build the phone myself, so I'm not going to show it to you. Next item. I first of all want to recommend that you use LibreOffice L-I-B-R-E, office. LibreOffice. Libre as in free, because it is open source and it is free and it is awesome. Okay? And it's, as a matter of fact, that's what I use. Okay? I had Office 365 for Microsoft, but I actually took it off my PC and just used LibreOffice. Okay? But Office 365 has been available for around, you know, $65 a year. Okay, which isn't terrible. But it was terrible that you could only put it on like one or maybe three, I forget it was one or three PCs that you own. And if you're like me, I own lots of PCs, okay? So what Microsoft did this week is they said Microsoft is going to remove the install limits off of Office 365 subscribers. So if you're a subscriber, you can install it on as many of your PCs, not other people's PCs, okay? Your PCs as you want to. Which is kind of, that's big of them, you might say. Well, when you got LibreOffice 6.1 out there eating their lunch, and it's free, and you can share it with your friends and anybody else, you could kind of see their motivation, right? Okay. Next item, Firefox is adding an anti-tracking feature. Now, I've actually seriously been considering maybe moving back to Firefox from Chrome. More on that later. But the big thing about Chrome is it occasionally, if I try to log in certain places, it doesn't work, and there's just little weird glitches that have started happening lately. I hope they fix it, but if they don't, dude, and it's not as snappy as it used to be, comparatively. Whereas Firefox, their quantum release, recent quantum release, is quite fast, quite snappy, and all of the extensions, the Chrome extensions that I use, have versions that run under Firefox, all the ones I use, okay? So my reasons for not going to Firefox is just loyalty to Google? Is that a thing? I know, I've got a buddy of mine would say, yeah, it's a thing with you. No, no. Well, maybe. No, no. I'm of two minds concerning that. Yes, Fred, I'm of two minds concerning several things. And I do have one to spare. Thank you very much. Fred, of course, as you know, is my imaginary friend, P-H-R-E-D, Fred. Yes. His comments appear at the bottom of the screen in the lower third, with his picture. And as you can see, he's quite calm. Anyway, let's move right along. This particular entry, I'm going to retroactively go back into the blog and classify as geek culture, because that's why it's so much fun, is the geek culture aspect of this article. Okay? So I'm going to go back and do that. Fred, remind me to do that. He's not talking to me now. He's, okay, I'm sorry about what I said. He's just not going to talk to me now. He gets that way. Anyway, what are you going to do? The answer to life, according to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, is 42. Now we know that. The answer to life, the universe, and everything is 42. Well, that's according to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which I'll admit is a very authoritative source. For instance, Alexa, what is the answer to life, the universe, and everything?
The meaning of life depends on the life in question. 42 is a good approximation.
There you go. She said, it depends on the life in question, but 42 is a good approximation. That was sneaky. I'll give you that, Alexa. That was sneaky. Anyway, I don't know if you could hear. I have it turned down so it won't blare at me. But at any rate, could have heard it earlier because I had the microphone off. Anyway, I'm frustrated by that, as you could tell. But the thing is 42, right? Now, there's another show in geek culture. At least I look at it as geek culture. Might be stretching that a bit. But anyway, Kim Possible. I was a big fan of Kim Possible. They're going to redo it as a live-action series. What's up with that? I don't know if they could pull that off. Anyway, that's just my opinion. But at any rate, Kim Possible. My phone is dingling. My computer is beeping. I'm going to calm down now. Kim Possible had a sidekick. Her sidekick was Ron Stoppable. Okay? Ron Stoppable had a pet who was a naked mole rat. Okay, I know you're going, what? Those of you that know about Kim Possible. But stay with me here. Rufus was the name of the naked mole rat. Now, Rufus got thrown into the future. This is where the science fiction geek aspect comes in. He got thrown into the future, and he found a whole bunch of naked mole rats that were hyper-intelligent naked mole rats, which kind of sounds like Hitchhikers, because they had hyper-intelligent pan-dimensional beings that were mice. And they would have liked the answer to Rufus's answer to the question, because Rufus's answer to the question of life was cheese. You say, wow, Dr. Bill, you went a long way to get to that. Yes, I did. And you were right along for the ride, weren't you? Cheese! Okay. But here's the thing about cheese. NBC News, I kid you not, this was an actual article on NBCnews.com. NBC News had an article, and the article was, "It's time to reconsider low-dairy diets, a new study suggests." That was the heading of the article. The subheading, though, said, are you ready? Cheese and yogurt were found to protect against death from any cause. And also against death from cerebrovascular causes like stroke. Now, think about this. Cheese will protect you from death from any cause. Any cause. Now, if we're to take that literally, which I like to do, then that means that if I go riding a motorcycle without a helmet and crash, cheese would have protected me from death, because that's a cause, right? Falling off a motorcycle with no helmet, which is dumb, but at any rate, if I'd have had cheese, according to the article. Now, to which I reply, fake news, NBC. That really is fake news, okay? I don't think it protects you from any cause. Now, to be fair, which I'm not usually, but to be fair, I will say they were talking about your diet, and they were talking about cheese preventing diseases, but whoever the editor was there, come on, guys, wake up. Cheese. I don't know. I like cheese, particularly on a ketogenic diet or a low-carb diet, which is what I'm doing right now. I'm losing weight. See, I had to gain weight back from my earlier state of almost having died due to lack of nutrition to where I had lost down below 150 pounds and I'm 6'2". It gave me a week to live. I mean, dude, I was in bad shape, but got out of the hospital, got to eating again, started gaining weight. Everybody's like, yay, Dr. Bill, you're gaining weight. You're doing great. But at some point, if you keep eating, you start gaining weight up to the point you shouldn't be at. Which sadly is kind of where I'm at now, okay? Now, I'm nowhere near where I was. I was 600 pounds. And if you go back into the YouTube, the old YouTube, and look at some of those pictures of me, you'll see I was big. I'm nowhere near that, okay? But the weight started creeping up, and I said, no, you don't. So I went on a low-carb diet, because I know low-carb, and I have an ND, doctor of naturopathy, so I know about nutrition. So I said, okay, going low-carb, getting rid of this weight, and it's working very well. So cheese is a big part of that, okay? Because nice, sharp cheddar cheese, yes. Low carb, tastes good. has lots of good fats. See, that's the thing about low carb. You want your fats because it helps you burn your own fat. Okay? Not going to get into all the, you know, the metabolism issues and how it works and all that. Forget that. Just trust me, it works great. Okay? I've already lost it in a week. Now, some of you are going to freak out over this, but in a week's time, I've lost 11 pounds. That's pretty good. So, keep watching. Watch me shrink. Shrink down. Anyway. Whoa! Fred may not be talking to me, but he is playing the old drum roll there for the Geek Software of the Week. The Geek Software of the Week this week is big. Because it's an entire operating system. Yeah, I know. It wasn't a real special effect. It was just me. But anyway, it's MX Linux. It's an entire operating system. And MX Linux is very cool, very configurable, looks good, very lightweight. You know, doesn't take a lot of horsepower from your PC. Really, really good. So check it out, MX Linux. Okay? Now you might say, now wait a minute, Dr. Bill. Hold on here. Hold your horses. That's not a real Geek Software of the Week. That's a whole operating system. You ought to have an operating system of the week, which you actually could do with Linux. There's that many distributions, but no. We're not going to do that. No, I'm using that as the Geek Software of the Week, but I will give you a Geek Software of the Week extra. So stay tuned. Stay tuned for an extra. There you go. All right. Google Chrome. This next item. Google Chrome has turned 10 years old. Now, on the one hand, that seems like, wow, 10 years, that's a long time. On the other hand, it's like, whoa, 10 years, that's not very long. So that's kind of weird. But I have been using Google Chrome. It's my current favorite web browser. Has been for many years. Probably 10 years, because I got it when it first came out. And when they debuted Chrome, they came out with a webcomic from Google and marked the first web browser that the company ever put out and said, Google Chrome, you know, and they touted it, and it was fast, and everybody liked it, and people flocked to it. They left Internet Explorer. That was great rejoicing. But it started to get just a little slower, and it's gotten a little glitchier, and it's given me some hard times, and I'm a little frustrated with it. So I'm actually thinking about Firefox. You know, by the way, I didn't mention that Firefox has added the feature. I don't think I mentioned this because I'm doing the show twice. So I think I mentioned it then, but I didn't mention it this time, is that they now have a feature that blocks, its privacy feature blocks things better. Doing the show over. It confuses me. I don't want to be confused. Anyway, there's another browser out there for those of you that are really wanting to hide under a rock and make sure nobody knows you're there on their website. It's called the Tor browser. T-O-R, Tor. Tor stands for the Onion Router. And the whole idea is you have machines all around the world, and it routes you between all those machines, and nobody knows where you're coming from, and nobody knows it's you. And a lot of people use it for nefarious things, which is not what I'm recommending it for. But if you're really fanatical about security, you may want to look into the Tor browser because you can hide from the world. At any rate, Tor has come out with a new browser. The Onion Router guys, the open source Onion Router guys, have come out with a new browser, and it's based on Firefox. Okay, it's based on the Firefox 60 ESR version. It also has an updated Photon UI, and it's more purple. It's got more purple in it because purple is Tor's color. Go figure. So anyway, it's pretty cool. They say in the article here, it's got a new home screen and has received a fresh coat of purple paint. And it puts DuckDuckGo in as the official search engine with the phrase explore privately. You're ready for the world's most private browsing experience. So there you go, the Tor browser. Check it out if you want to be really, really sneaky. Sneaky. At any rate, sound like I said stinky there for a second. I just wanted to be sure it was clear. Sneaky. Okay, anyway, Microsoft has decided to adopt the Linux-like long-term support, LTS, long-term support for Windows 10 Enterprise. Not Home, not Pro, but the Enterprise version. They're going to do longer-term support to compete better with Linux, which I kind of like. I kind of secretly go, "Mwah-ha-ha-ha," to that. Yes. Now, no drum roll here, Fred. You're not already not talking to me, so I don't even know why. You probably don't care. But no drum roll. This is the Geek Software of the Week Extra. Geek Software of the Week Extra is Claws Mail. C-L-A-W-S, Claws, not Claws like Santa Claus, but C-L-A-W-S like R-R-R, Claws. Okay? Like the picture shows here with the claw. I took my installation on my PC, I grabbed the screen, and I did a picture of the about so you could see the claw. I like that. It's kind of R. But anyway, but it's got all kinds of cool features built in. It has plugins available for it. It allows you to filter your mail and put it into different folders within your email. It supports IMAP, so you don't have to pull your email down locally, or you can choose a POP account and pull the mail down locally. Now, the interface looks a little retro, shall we say? But that's okay. It's fast. It works really well. I've got it installed on my PC, and it's open source, which means it's free. I like free. Free is good. So Claws Mail, all right? And then last item, which I've already done because I did the show once already, but you weren't here for that, so didn't count. The Chrome browser has decided to drop or kill the www, which stands for World Wide Web, in the URL, the Uniform Resource Locator, okay? URL, the address bar at the top of the screen. So now if you type in drbill.tv, drbill.tv, to go to the blog, the aforementioned Dr. Bill blog, then you will find that it will magically erase the www if you typed it. Now, I don't care. To be honest, I mean, if you assume a www in front of every domain name, why not do away with it, right? But the Hacker News has an article that says this is a conspiracy on the part of Google to eventually funnel their mail through their own package interface that is called AMP. A-M-P, AMP. Okay? And so somehow or another, taking away the www conspiratorially means that they're going to eventually use AMP to funnel all the traffic through and know what you're doing. Well, they already know what you're doing. Google knows everything. Yeesh. Anyway. But I mean, if you notice right now, if you've got the latest version of Chrome and you type in www.drbill.tv, it'll go, it'll shorten it down to drbill.tv, which is odd. I gotta admit, but it's true. So there you go. The show for this week, a second time, but you only saw it once. Yeah, you couldn't resist that one, could you, Fred? Yeah. You know, Fred is my imaginary friend. I think I may have mentioned that. At least I did on the last show. P-H-R-E-D, Fred. Got his smiling face, not so smiling face, on the blog. Fred gets a little intense sometimes. But he's an imaginary friend, so what are you going to do? He's out there all the time. Talking to me. Anyway, Hope you enjoyed the program this week. Next time, I'll remember to turn the mic on so we won't have to go through this twice. At least I won't. Fred won't. Yes, Fred. He's like, yeah, okay. Anyway, join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.